Even if the shalreish is hanging, thank you. Or and we also focused on the halachas of hanging svarim, hanging signs that have psukim on it, which we said is mutter, hanging svarim we said is aser. And then finally we were kind of fascinated and a little distracted from the halachas of hanging a sefer Torah, where it seemed from the Mishnah Berurah that you can't even hang an Aron Kodesh with a sefer Torah in it. And not only can't you hang it, you can't even install into the wall, the Mishnah Berurah says, with a yaseid into the kaisel, a Aron Kodesh with a sefer Torah in it. However, as Eli pointed out, there is... Rabbi Elisha pointed out that, not this Elisha, but this Elisha, that that the Dershu Mishnah Berurah points out that even though the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayei Adam as saying that you can't install an Aron Kodesh in the wall that has a Sefer Torah in it, that's not really what the Chayei Adam does say. As a matter of fact, there's an indication from the Nishmas Adam, which is the Chayei Adam writing on himself, that you can do that, but certainly that's what the Mishnah Berurah sounds like. So before we do any fancy architecture, we have to ask a Shiloh.
It would actually be very contemporary.
What?
It would actually be very contemporary.
Yeah, I know. Actually, in my mind, it looks very cool, jutting out of the wall, floating like
that's
that.
Floating.
Yeah. It has to be anchored well, but it could be gorgeous. Yeah, I'm imagining this sunny, well-lit, funny-shaped sanctuary with the kind of just jutting out. In any event, let's move on to Simen Mem Se'if Beis. And the next few Se'ifim are all about the same inyan. Basically, until through Se'if Vav. And that is that the halacha is that in order for a person to engage in any kind of activity, which we'll see specifically two things, that are a reflection of our physicality, namely intimacy with one's wife or using the facilities, both of those things, not to compare the two things, but just that both of them are reflections of the human being's physicality as opposed to his spirituality. So it's considered a respect for the tefillin to make sure that the tefillin are not in the room at that time. And we'll see soon that there are halachas about what to do when tefillin are in the room, which is very, very nageya, very important to know because it involves svarim as well. It involves when a couple goes on vacation and the husband brings his talis and tefillin with him and they're in a hotel room. It involves a lot of those things, very, very, very nageya lemaisa, and I don't even know if they teach it to chasanim nowadays, which they really should. And I wonder how many people get married and just have no idea. Like, nobody would bring it into a bathroom because they, from the time you were a kid, you learn. But how many people, how many chasanim learn chasnita and everything, and then they go on vacation with their wives, they bring the talis and tefillin along, and they just have no idea. So I think that's very, very valuable to know. But it involves tefillin, it involves svarim, and it involves if you are a guest in someone's house and they put a couple in a room with a bookcase of svarim, and things like that, how to deal with it. So let's start from the beginning. Beis. Bayis sheyesh bay tefillin, a house that has tefillin in it. Osir l'shamish bay mitasi. It's also for a person to have tashmish, to be with his wife, ad sheyotziyem, until he removes the tefillin. Oy sheyanichem b'kli toich kli. And this is the very, very important gather here of kli toich kli, or kisoy within a kisoy. Kiss besaych kiss, we call it. Which means like this. I'm going to interrupt myself in the middle of the se'if just to explain. When someone has a pair of tefillin in a room that a couple may want to be mishamish mitasam, so there are three options. We're going to focus on the third option because that's the most complicated. But there are really three options. Option number one is take it out of the room, which includes, by the way, a walk-in closet, or even a closet that we could call a room, even if it's a small room, but it's a closet. Number two...
You mean you cannot put the thing in the closet?
You can, but if it's less than a dollar, if it's not even called a room, so then it could be you have to close the door.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because the second thing that I was just going to say is that it should be behind a mechitza of 10 tvachim. Because what I mean is that if you put it into a closet and the closet is chashuv, is considered, and I don't have clear in my head what gedder that closet has to be, you know, how big the closet has to be considered a separate room. But if you have a closet and you put the talis in the closet, you don't need to close the door. It's in a different room.
It says bias.
Good point. It says bias, but the Mefarshim clarify that when it says bias, it's a little bit like it says you should put a mezuzah on the doorway of your bias. Do you have on the door on your doorways of your rooms? So we consider a bias every enclosed area. So we're talking about a room. So you remove it from the room, even if you're putting it in a closet, or you place it behind a mechitza of 10 tefachim. Then it could be in the room, and it doesn't have to be fully enclosed. It doesn't have to be in another room. It just has to be that there's a mechitza. Here's the bedroom, here's a mechitza, it's behind the mechitza. Okay?
And we're talking about filling, not in the bag.
Well, that we have to talk about. That's going to be number three. That's what we have to talk about. Okay, that's going to be a little bit of an inyan, and we're going to learn a lot about that because it depends how you have it set up. Okay, but I just want to talk about the mechitza for a minute, just an interesting thing. There's sometimes, you know, when I first got married, I lived in a basement because I knew I was moving to Eretz Yisrael, so I rented a basement. The basement had a drop ceiling. Sometimes when people are guests in other people's houses, family and so on, they put them in the basement. So what happens if there are svarim in that basement? Or whether the heter to yes or no to be mishamish, if you touch them in someone else's house, there's a conversation for simon reish mem. We'll deal with that then. I'm not focusing on that right now. Okay, I'm just focusing on the if there's a light in the room, or if there's svarim in the room, it helps to have a mechitza, even if the light comes over the mechitza. And even if the svarim are not completely wrapped up, even if they're uncovered, svarim will fill in or whatever it is. But if there's a mechitza, it's okay. Just an interesting and important point. Sometimes a couple would decide, you know, something, they'll just take a sheet. They want to be sneistic. They don't want to make a scene about it. They'll take a sheet and they'll just tuck it into the top of the drop ceiling. That's it. You have a mechitza. Good idea, right? Two problems on Shabbos. Number one, the drop ceiling is muktzah. Right? The panels of a ceiling are mechubar lekarka, part of the house. You can't just remove them. Just like you can't pull. Okay, that's first of all. L'chayra, the drop ceiling is muktzah. But more importantly, one is not allowed to build a mechitza on Shabbos. Now, putting up a sheet is not called building anything kavua. When your children are playing and they build, they want to make a tent or this or that, or they have a blanket draping down from a bunk bed and they're hiding behind it, that's not a problem on Shabbos. That's not building. Even if they weren't katanim, that's not a problem. You could do it also if you're playing with them. The problem is in Hilchos Binyan Mechitza that it creates a certain chashivas to the mechitza if it has a halachic ramification, which is an issue, by the way, when we walk a mechitza into a room on Shabbos in shul. It's an issue. We do it when it's already a set mechitza. There's certain parameters that I've gone through. It's not so simple. But certainly from scratch, build something that has a halachic ramification of a mechitza, that itself lends chashivas to it, and we'll see be'ezer Hashem, if Hashem is good to us and we get to Hilchos Shabbos, that itself is a problem. So if a couple would want to do that on Matzah Shabbos or during the week if they're a guest, so that could work. You know, the reason why it might be more relevant for Shabbos is maybe she lit Neiris down there, or maybe a light was left on, and if it was Matzah Shabbos, they could just blow it out or turn off the light. But so then you have to do it before Shabbos, as awkward as that might be. So that's I just wanted to bring up, like, it's something you don't think about. What about the Shabbos aspect? Okay, so that's number two. Number three, and this is really what we're going to focus on the next few days, is if the tefillin are covered. Now, the criteria for covering tefillin is that it has to be in two covers. It's not enough for it to be in one cover. It has to be enveloped in two covers or two containers. This is relevant, by the way. Some people keep a bencher in their bedroom for Kriyat Shema Lamita, usually for the wife to say Kriyat Shema Lamita. Okay, so what do you do with it? It's in a bedroom. So many people keep the bencher, just like a lot of people who carry around the Mincha Ma'ariv with them, keep it in like a plastic bag. And then they put it into a night table drawer or a cabinet or a closet. So that's fine, because that's a covering within a covering. The cover of a sefer itself, that's not called a covering. Dr. Aruch HaShulchan, what about the bias of the tefillin? Forget about the bags. What about the actual bias of the tefillin itself? L'chaira, that is a covering. It's fully enclosed, is it? But the Ritzuos aren't covered. So the Aruch HaShulchan, it's very funny Aruch HaShulchan, and perhaps I should spend a little more time on it, but he says that L'chaira, it's okay. The Ritzuos don't have to be covered. It's really about where the Klaf is, where the Parshias are written, but Yesh Lehisyashev B'davar, and to find Makairis for it. He's like, not, he doesn't leave it completely, no pun intended, wrapped up. You know, he says, L'chair it's mutter, but there's more to look at over here. Okay? But what the issue is, when you deal with covers, and this is the issue, you'll see it comes up in many ways, is that you can't just put two covers on. There's a specific criteria for the two covers, and that is that at least one of them has to be a cover that's not the natural cover for this thing. So, if you have, let's say, let's talk about a pair of tefillin without the talus. Let's leave the talus out of it right now. Okay, let's just talk about a bar mitzvah bacher, not a Sephardi. A bar mitzvah bacher doesn't have a talus, and he has a pair of tefillin. Okay, a couple is sleeping in a room, maybe they're a guest in someone, a teenager's bedroom, and they notice on Leil Shabbos that the kids' tefillin are prominently displayed on a bookcase. Okay, so that's three covers. It's the bias, it's the velvet cover, and it's the plastic cover. Three covers. Well, that's what could be better? No, no good. Because each one of those covers is designed and created and intended specifically for tefillin. That's called kilyon. It's their keli. It's keli. So what they would need to do is have a kosher world bag and put the tefillin in that. So then there's at least one keli that's not kilyon. It's not its keli. Now there is a... What?
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
You won't be able to do the ten shabbos.
Because of muksa, you mean? In terms of mechitza, it's not a problem.
No, but in terms of muksa, not...
Okay, so in terms of muksa, I have a heter for you, okay? Okay, there are three options. I didn't expect to do muksa today, but it's very, very interesting, okay? Are tefillin muksa on Shabbos? We always go to something that they're muksa. The truth is, if you learn halachas muksa... What?
Unless you need the place.
So it depends what kind of muksa. There are three options about tefillin. Some say they're not muksa. Some say that they're totally muksa. They're like muksa machmas gufay, which doesn't help if you have a place. But our hanhaga, without getting into the whole sugya, our hanhaga is that it's the middle of the road muksa, which is like a hammer. It's a klisha malachta le'isr. The halacha of a hammer is that you could use it if you need the place. Now, if you have tefillin in a room, so and they're sitting on a shelf, so you don't need the place. You're not planning on putting anything on that shelf. So many people think that therefore it's muksa. But that's a big mistake. Because you do need the place. Because these tefillin are taking up the whole room.
Like the fan.
Right. It's preventing you from using the whole room. For example, if you would have, let's say you have a light, okay, I'm using an example of a light, okay, you have a lamp, okay, you want to go to sleep Friday night, you walk into a room, there's a lamp there, you can't sleep with the lamp on, so you want to move the lamp into a closet, you know, the plug is long enough, you want to move it into a closet, it's muksa. Yeah, but it's a saragufa. I need the place. No, I don't need the place. I don't need the place where the lamp is. Yes, you do, because this lamp is filling the whole room. So by me moving it out of the room, I'm able to use the whole place. That is mutter. And tefillin is the same way. So you would be allowed to take the tefillin out of the room even. With saragufa. And certainly, if I need to put it into a bag, I could do that. So that would be mutter. That would be mutter on Shabbos. There's a Rabbeinu Yoina, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, Masechta Shabbos, in Masechta Brachos, that say that this thing that I said, that you need one of them to be its keli, but one of them to be not its keli, not kilyon, not its keli, but rather the kosher world bag, or some other keli, or a blanket, or something else, some other keli, that is the point that you need at least one of the covers to not be its cover, or is the point that you need two different kinds of covers? So the Beis Yosef understands from Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina that the point is you need two different kinds of covers. So if you have two kosher world bags, it's like it's one cover. If you have 10 kosher world bags, it's one cover, and you need another cover, meaning you need at least a tefillin bag also, or the batim, let's say. Right, the batim are its cover, and then the kosher world bag is not its cover, that's perfect. The Paiskim say that doesn't make no sense at all. Why should you need to have variety? No, therefore they changed the girsa in the Talmid Rabbeinu, and they say, and we'll end with this, but just, well, at least we should go into these halachas understanding the lamdas. Not its keli is a better cover than its keli, because when it's keli, it's like a unit, it's the tefillin. But when I put not its keli on it, so now I'm kind of covering it with an unnatural cover. That's more of a covering. The halacha is not that you need two kinds. The halacha is that you need at least one that's not its keli. If you have two that's not its keli, tava elecha bracha, that's fine. Not only that, if it doesn't matter what the order is. If you have tefillin in a tefillin bag and you put a kosher roll bag on top of it, or you have tefillin in a kosher roll bag and you put the tefillin bag on top of it, it doesn't matter what the order is. Let's just read. It's getting low. Let's just read till the end of the seif where we could see this inside, and then there's several more halachas here that we'll continue with on Monday. Okay, so I'm starting from the middle of this if where it says Oishay Anichem Bekli Toich Kli, and the Mechaber explains V'hu She'ein Hasheni Miyuchid Lahem. That's only if the second keli is not specific for it. That's its kli. She'im Hu Miyuchid, because if the second one is also specific for it, Afilu Meyo Chashuvim Keechod, even 100 covers is like one cover. Okay, so if you have the batim and the tefillin bag and the plastic, all of that is one cover. We'll deal with the talis, Rabari, next week. Hagah, v'im shneihem eino miyuchadim lehem. What if both covers are not specific to it? Oysha hapnimi eino miyuchad lehem. Or the inner one is not specific to it. V'hachitzoin miyuchad lehem, but the external one is specific to it? Mutter. It's mutter. V'ayin lekamon simen reish mem sivav. Simen reish mem are the halachas of Mishamish Mitase. So the Shulchan Aruch goes deeper into it over there. But that's really what I just pointed out. That either way, as long as one of the covers is not specific to it, it doesn't matter what the other cover is. Okay, so B'li Nadir will be mamshuch next week, including what to do if one of the covers is a clear cover.
But specific.
Which makes it very interesting.
Specific to it for the user. Specifically for the user or for the general population. In other words, let's say that I'm used to carrying my...